And it's good for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we start a new topic, a new siman today. Dinei Betzias HaPas B'Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Daled. Now we are finished with Kiddush. We are going to move forward with the Hamotzi. Right? Says the Mechaber, Beitzeya Al Shtei Kikarais Shleimos. We have to make our Hamotzi on two whole loaves of bread. Sha'oichet Shtayim B'Yaday. You hold both of them in your hand. You cut the open one. Different minhagim in this. Obviously, each person should follow the minhag. But what does it mean, the lower one? So the way most learn it, if this is your minhag, to do the lower one, or even if it's, most people hold the lower one, at least Friday night. Shabbos day is somewhat different. But basically, you hold your two, the under the challah cover, you're holding, well, first, we'll see. First, you make a line in the challah. Then under the challah cover, you're holding the two challahs. Your one that you're going to cut should be the lower one, okay? I know by me, the minig is that we cut Friday night the one on the in the left side, okay? So we hold them both in our hands. The right one is sort of leaning on the left one, assuming you're cutting the left one, so that is the lower one. Actually, by me, the minig is that from what I've had, is that as you finish the bracha, you switch it over so the left one becomes the right one, but not everybody... That he doesn't bring that over here. But anyway, you hold it up, both of them in your hand. So the one on the right, or the one that you're not cutting, is slightly leaning on the one that you are cutting. So you're holding both of the challahs, okay? And you cut the low one. Says the Rambam, Adafka B'Leil Shabbos, of the Yom Shabbos, when it comes by day, you cut the upper one. This is all Al Pi Derech Kabbalah, which one you should cut. Let's see the Mishavurish. Thank you, Kari. Zeche Laman. That's why we have two. Tiksiv, Laktu Lecha Mishnah, you have double. So too on Yontiv, you need to cut open two of them, right? Once again, on Yontiv, they also got Lecha Mishnah on Erev Yontiv. Women are also, Shahigam came in Esamon, they were part of that nest. What happens if you don't you want to be Yaitza Lecha Mishnah with Mizainis? I love Sim Kuf Samachas, Siv Zayin, Sham Shabru, Biralacha, when I not to we the Khara would not Yitz Lecha Mishnah. It does bring down over there that if you want to have Lecha Mishnah, you want to be Makbet, and when you make if you're making Kiddush first on a Mizinus, and you want to have two whole Pasababakis, two Ragalach, right? You can do it, but you shouldn't do it in public, and you definitely shouldn't ask for it because that's not the minig that was accepted. And if you do it, it's Mechsik Yahari, you're showing off. Shlamis, they should be whole. Oh, the uga shenistra for ksas, if you have a roll that got partially burnt, but dialo nechtach mimenu, you didn't cut any part off of it. Yeshayim the yotzei linyan lecha mishnayim v'shari tshuva, you should look in the payin v'shari tshuva. Now the discussion over there is that if it got burnt so much that it's is that it's not edible, that part of it got burnt so much not edible, is that viewed as cut off or not? Is it kenechtach dummy because it's not edible? So he says over here, Mishabura, that it's not, but it's not so pashut. So if you have such a situation, unless you don't have anything else, it's obviously better to use a challah that does not have the problem. Again, we're not talking about that if it got burnt slightly that you can still eat it. That's zicha shleima. But and this is much more negaya now. We're coming up to Pesach, right? So sometimes you open up the matzah and you can have a part of the matzah that's so burnt that it's not edible, right? But it's still attached to the matzah. Is that considered a shleima not? So Mishabura said that is a shleima. Others, however, hold that if it's burnt so much that it's not edible, that point would be viewed as not there, and then it would not be a shlema. So then it would be better to use a different matzah. Now, it may like pass shlema and rak. If you don't have a whole bread, you should still make a mitzvah for your suda. The yachal kaddish afil a kazayis pass. Even if you have to make kiddush on your bread, and all you have is a kazayis pass that's not a shlema, that's also okay. The appropriate thing is that the person making a mitzvah should be mitzvah. Everyone, we already discussed this. Not everybody has this minig. Many of the Chassidish world has the minig that each person makes their own hamitzvah. Same thing like by Kiddush. If you being yaitz everybody with your bracha, you have to tell the people they should have in mind to be yaitz your bracha. They should all be yaitz with the lechem mishnah. When you are being mitzah the people, you should say b'shus meranam rabbanam rabbeisai baruch at Hashem akeir machalam mitzah lechem nartz afal pi shehu b'halabaisai gadol. I'm the boss, right? It's my house. Why do I have to say Bershus, right? Why do I have to ask Bershus? Well, right? Says who midarach hanava. This is showing anivus that although you are the person, usually the person making hamitzi is the balabayas. He's the guy who's running the show, right? Still, it's a derech hanava that he says Bershus. We find the Rabbi Shalom himself was nimlach with the malachim when it came to certain things, right? He came to ask the malachim what he should do. Rabbi Shalom doesn't have to ask permission. Teaching us this derech hanava. The yadai, the challah should be in your hands b'shas hamitzi in the time of the hamitzi. Ubeitzeya. You don't have to cut both, says the Mechaber. It's enough to cut one of them because although it says that there was lechem mishnah that you can't that you collected double, but it doesn't say you ate double, right? You only ate the right amount for each meal. They would know to cut both, and there are people that are noig. There's many mahagim. Some people cut one, some people cut both. What happens if you don't want to have that expense? Oysa katanis. Make three large ones and three small ones. If you want it, well, if I'm going to cut two whole challahs, I'm going to have a ton of extra challah. I'm going to end up throwing it out. I'm not going to have what to do with it. So he says, if you want to be able to cut both challahs, so simple. Make one large one, make small one. Most of the world that they only cut one challah. There are others that are naive to cut both. I've seen it. Kasa prima gadim. Anybody here cuts both challahs? No. Okay. Im ein loy b'Shabbes pas Yisrael ki im pas ein Yehud. You only have pas palter. Mutalech v'meni ein shamayd. You can eat it. However, l'chatchila on Shabbos v'lachem Mishnah, we should be using pas Yisrael. Hatachtoina. We cut the lower challah. Habach Toma, the Bach wonders. The Emavir and Alamitzvahs. I don't understand. He says, we always know that there's a rule that you're not supposed to be Mavra Alamitzvahs, right? We take out our, we always put that, we learned it by Tefillin. The Tefillin should be in the back of your talis bag, your talis in the front, because if the Tefillin were in the front, then when you go to your talis, you're passing over the Tefillin, right? So that's why we put the talis in front. We always have Emavir and Alamitzvahs. Here I have two challahs, the one on top and the one on bottom. So why am I cutting, why am I passing the top one to cut the bottom one, okay? Vatas tikkun zeh v'noag laniach hatachton karavelov yosem and Eliyahu. So what would he do? So I was describing before. You held your two challahs in your hand. The one on the right was a little bit above it. So lechayre that would be mavir and mitzvahs, but no. But he would take the lower one and pull it out a little bit closer to him. And this way, it would not be mavirin al ha-mitzvahs. Okay, the nimtzah shebegei atchila b'tachtoina, it comes out that he's hitting the lower one first. Or loichan el yoyin the b'shas b'chas ha-mitzvah v'nichas l'mapti b'etzayin al. Or he would flip him around during the bracha, like I described. Ayin level simon kuf samach zayin sif aleph v'agosh lo yachta b'kika ad l'acha bracha. We should not cut into the challah until after the bracha. Now kadechi akikor shleimus ayin sham. So see over there, regilin, we make a little line. So what is he saying over here? So if you remember, we learned that if I'm eating a roll during the week, what am I supposed to do? Give an inyan to make a bracha on a shlema. However, there's also an inyan not to be mafsik between the amaitzi and the eating. So what would you do? You take the roll, you cut into it far enough that if I held on to either of the side, even if I held on to the smaller side, it would not break. So therefore, it's still considered a shlema. And this way, after I finish making my bracha, I have the least amount of time to have to make the cut. I eliminated whatever break I would have to have afterwards. However, on Shabbos, we want to make sure it stays a complete shlema because we have this inyan of lechem mishnah. Therefore, we don't do that. However, as a zecher to the fact that during the week we do that, we make a little line on top of it. Now, I just wanted to bring down something very, very interesting over here. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, he goes through this whole thing about this inyan of having 12 challahs. So we know the rabbis have 12 challahs by this. He brings down this inyan that people were noyik to have 12 challahs, how you set them up, all up in Kabbalah, you should have 12 challahs on the table when you make it. Now, it's just a very interesting Shari Tshuva that's worth it to read. But af misha any a day ha kavanas, even if you don't understand any of these kavanas, why you have 12 challahs. So there's different reasons for the 12. 12 is the
Special.
shvat. What? There's different reasons brought down for the 12, many different reasons. Now, Kavanas, you don't understand the Kavanas. In Reitzeli Yasher Massev, you want to make your deeds. Those people who understand the secrets, you want to act the same way. Your heart is to the heavens. It should be to Hashem as if I have no idea these Kabbalah stuff. I don't understand it, right? As I wrote previously. So very beautiful Shari Tshuva. You don't understand why the Kabbalah behind it, but if your Liba is L'shamayim and you say, Rabbi Shalom, I can't do this the way the Kavanas that I'm supposed to have, but I'm doing this. Well, you can even have the Yud-Beis Scholars like the rabbis, but just we many people have, although most of us don't have Yud-Beis Scholars on the table, the Scholars, except for the during the Yom HaNeraim, are shaped like two Vavs. So if you have two Scholars, it's Vav and Vav, which is 12. 6 plus 6 is 12. And also, many people are noyig to braid the challah with six strings. And this way, it's 6 and 6 is 12. So even when they make the round challahs, if they know how, even they make the round challahs for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur for the Yom and the Rhyme, even they make the round challahs, they use six things and then make it round. So you still get this 6 and 6. You get the 12. Okay, mitzvah liftsoya b'shabes prusa gedolah shetapsa l'chalasuda. So says Mechaber Sif it's a mitzvah to cut a large piece. Now, during the week, when you cut yourself off a piece of bread, we learned you're supposed to cut yourself off a small piece of bread, because if you cut yourself a very large piece of bread, it appears as if you are somebody who is gluttonous, right? You need to eat a lot. Shabbos, you need to cut yourself a piece of bread that is the size that you will use for your personal use the entire meal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Prusa, you don't look like you're a glutton. Since you don't do this during the week, the reason you're cutting yourself a large piece is because the mitzvah, the Einik Shabbos, is chavav on you. I did see brought down that you should cut yourself a large piece. You make your eat from it, and then you're supposed to cut for your wife and give her. And you should, and the piece that you cut for your wife should be bigger than the piece that was cut for you. And when you're cutting the challah, there are those who are knowing to cut it on an angle, so it comes to a point, and that's supposed to represent a yud. If you want to know the kavanas to have, that's you cut the angle. And those of us who have a little bit of an OCD, you have to cut it very straight. We have a hard time with that angle cutting of the challah. Also, when you give out the challah, there's also a kabbalah, you should not give the challah into somebody's hands. Okay, you should put the challah down in front of the people's seats, or put it on a plate, and then you can pass the plate around if you can't reach them. But you should not be handing it to people the challah. And of course, we already learned this is not just a Shabbos rule, but this is sometimes that it's a lot easier on Shabbos to break, make, to violate this rule. You should not throw the challah. You're not allowed to throw food, even though it's not going to get ruined by throwing it. It's not a, especially challah of a mitzvah. You should not throw the challah to people, fling it to the people's seats. Yes, Yaakov.
Does this apply if I cut the challah and I put it down in front of me on the table, and my son picks it up and wants to pass it down? Does that also not go hand to hand, or is it just the initial
I
passing?
think, I don't know. I think it's just the initial, but maybe the last person should put it down. I don't know. I think if you once you cut it, you put it down. It's an Indian, they're not taking, you're not giving them, they don't need to take from you. But yeah, I think if you cut it and you put it in the middle and then it gets passed around, I don't think that's what they're talking about. I think it's, but I'll see if I can look into it a drop more. I don't remember. Okay, there's also another Indian that we already learned also earlier, just a reminder that there is a, I think we learned earlier, I'm not 100% sure. If not, it's Kedai. If you look at a lot of the rabbis, they were makbid, when they ate the challah, they would take from the top and the bottom, right? In other words, you have the bottom, that's the part that was on the floor of the oven. The top was the part that was the outer part of the oven. So they would take the first bite, they would make sure to fold it over. So you take your bite from the top and the bottom. The reason for that is because the Gemara discusses which is the more chashuv part, because that's what you should make the hamotzi on. And which is the more chashuv part of the challah? And it's unclear over there if it's referring to, it tells us which is the more. Is it the area that's exposed to the oven is the one that it's referring to, or the area that's crustier because close to the bottom of it, right? Which one gets baked better or first? So therefore, there are If you look at a lot of Gedolim, when they ate the challah, they would fold the edge, so this way they got in the same bite both the bottom and the top of the challah. And this way you remove yourself from any questions. You're certainly eating whichever one the Gemara tells us is the better part. You're certainly eating the better part of the challah. When we were kids, we were told that you're not allowed to make a hole in the middle of the challah. I don't know why, but that's what we were told when we were kids. And so I still yell at my kids when they do it. All right. Well, maybe that's just the onion to yell at your kids. I'm not sure. All right. We'll stop over here. And if that's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.